Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter.
Well, hello again, everybody. Welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the internet marketing expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter. Today is Wednesday, September 3rd, 2014. This is episode 88 of Thinks Out Loud, and as ever, I so very much appreciate you tuning in. I've said many, many times I wouldn't do it without you, so thanks so much for being here. There is, as you might imagine, lots of stuff to talk about. Obviously, we're back in the back-to-school realm. We're back in people getting ready for the holidays. If you're an e-commerce guy, if you're a digital marketing person, you're obviously starting to focus on that and think about how you can make that last couple big sales pushes for the end of the year as we head into the end of the year. We're in budget season, so you need to start thinking about pretty heavily about what you're going to do from a budget perspective next year. And with all of that in mind, I'm going to say that if there's one thing you should be doing, if there's one thing you should be focusing on, and it shouldn't come as a shock to anybody who listens to the show with any regularity, but that thing is mobile, right? You've got to put big, big focus on mobile. Now, this should not be huge news to anybody. So before you say, well, we've been down this road before, Tim. Why do we need to talk about this now? You know, I've got so many other things to worry about. Why should I be paying so much attention to mobile? And the reasons are many. You know, there's a ton of these. And really, it's about how you improve your customer's experience on mobile. There's e-commerce data that came out where they polled small business owners. And 7 out of 10, almost 7 out of 10, said that offering a mobile-friendly website helped the most in terms of driving value to their overall business strategy. That was the number one response by far. Almost 70% of the people polled said making sure that they had a mobile-friendly website contributed the most to their overall business strategy. That's a huge number. Huge. I mean, just crazy big, right? And it's something where we've really got to pay attention to what our customers are doing and how we help them do what they want to do. There was a great piece on Search Engine Land, that talked about why it really is the best time to be focusing on mobile experience. And it really builds on a number of things I said in last week's episode about what customers do and what I said a couple days before that in terms of why millennials buy. These all feed into one another pretty heavily. You know, Marketing Charts has data that shows that ad responses vary pretty widely based on gender. That mobile ad response varies based on gender or based on platform, where women were more likely to do things in apps and men were more likely to do things in browsers. And it really begs the question of, how are you meeting the needs of your customers if they're in the browser? How are you meeting the needs of your customers if they're on your app, assuming you have an app? How are you actually helping them do what they need to do? Because what we know about what customers do is we know that they use mobile in a big way. Right, we've got all kinds of data. We talked about it last week in terms of how many people are using mobile in store. eMarketer has data that said during the back-to-school shopping period, moms, 60 plus percent of moms that they studied doing back-to-school shopping used their mobile phones during that process. And they did a lot with coupons and they did a lot with search, but they're clearly using their mobile phones pretty regularly and pretty readily to solve their problems and answer the questions that they have. And obviously, mobile sites need to do a better job helping customers do those things, regardless of where they buy. A mobile marketer says that we should expect to see a big lift in coupon use over the next 3 years, between now and 2017, as people are in store and as they determine, well, I'd like to buy while I'm here. Let me see if I can get my hands on a coupon and take advantage of that right now. And so that's something we're going to see a lot more of, and something where, you know, you have to ask the question of, do you make it easy for people to find coupons? And there may be good reasons why you don't want to make it easy for them to find coupons. But do you make it easy for them to do in store? Is it something on your mobile app people can find readily, or on your mobile website that people can find readily? Because if they're going to do this work, if they're going to try to make these sorts of things happen, it's in your best interest to make it possible for customers to do that. Because the alternative is they find your competitor's coupon, or they find your competitor's, you know, shopping cart or your competitor's information, and they go there instead. This is not to say you need to use coupons by any stretch. It is to say that if you're offering coupons, or you're offering promotions, or you're offering specials or value adds or any of those very good things that can help entice your customers to buy, are you making it easy for customers to take advantage of those when they're on their mobile phone? Now, I've talked about this in a couple of different ways, that, you know, there's a big problem with paid search on mobile in that we're not measuring its effectiveness well. Or, excuse me, we don't see that it's terribly effective. And I think one of the problems is usability. And I think another of the problems is analytics. We don't measure well at all when it comes to mobile. Conversion XL says something very similar. They have a piece that talks about one of the big problems with mobile. And it's not just a problem of bad user experience, though that's certainly true. It's also a problem of attribution. It's a problem of measurement. I wrote a post the other day about what mobile e-commerce data isn't telling you. And one of the biggest pieces of advice I can give you is not just to rely on your measures, though you should totally do that, but you also need to observe your customers' behaviors in store. What are they doing when they're in your store? What are they doing when they're at your place of business? I suspect you're going to find lots of them are pulling out their mobile phone and doing some activity. Years ago, I did an ethnographic study, which is something where you go into your customers' homes, offices, things like that, and actually observe them doing the work that they do, doing the actions that they do while they're trying to buy. And it was funny. It was depressing, but it was hysterical on one level. That what we saw customers do with incredible regularity was they would pull up our product listings and they would immediately lean into the screen to try to look at the photo. And then they would click on the photo. Now, when they clicked on the photo, nothing happened. So our analytics tool at the time couldn't tell us that they were clicking because nothing occurred. And it couldn't tell us that they were leaning in, because obviously how's it supposed to know that? But as soon as we observed them, we realized we needed bigger photos. So we went out and we took a whole bunch of big photos, we made them clickable so that they expanded, and we drove a 30% increase in conversion rate, paid for itself in 6 months, right out of the gate. Huge win for the business. And that came from observing what our customers did. Because if you're only relying on your data, and I'm not suggesting you shouldn't rely on your data, But if that's the only source of information you have about your customers, you're not going to get a complete picture. No pun intended to the earlier story. Get Elastic has a great piece about how so many mobile sites do things like hide the checkout. Now, obviously, if you see these low conversion rates on mobile, or you see that your mobile quote-unquote isn't working, maybe the problem is you're making it too hard for it to work. So you want to observe your customers. You do want to measure what they do. You also want to observe, and you want to come up with ways to help your customers do the things that they want to do. Particularly as you go into the holidays, and particularly as you're budgeting for next year, you need to be thinking about these things. And if you're listening to me and you're thinking, well, Tim, you're nuts. This just isn't that important yet. You know, it'll get there, but it's not that important yet. You know, this is too much in the future for my business. I have real problems I need to worry about right now. I'd suggest that if your customers are having problems with mobile, you have a real problem today. You want to check out this cool video Business Insider has up. That pure clickbait. I'm just going to tell you right up front, it's pure clickbait, but it's kind of fun. They have these old commercials from AT&T showing customers and how they'll act in the future. And it's things like borrowing a book from 1,000 miles away or thousands of miles away, watching any video that you want at any time, any film that you want at any time, buying tickets anywhere, you know, for events or travel at an ATM, I think is how they did it. Yeah, using video conferencing to tuck your kids in at night, you know, tucking your kids in at night from anywhere in the world, etc. And it's amazing how many of those things are happening today and have been happening for the last couple of years, right? This isn't new. But this stuff isn't the future. This is where we are right now. And so, you know, excuse me, check out the video when you get a chance, because it's kind of funny and it kind of might help you reset your expectations of what is valid now and the world in which we live. AT&T was talking about it as though this is going to happen someday in the future. And I'd say the future is now. And so helping your customers accomplish their goals, helping them solve their problems, and doing that on mobile, because that's what customers actually do, is going to matter a ton in terms of helping you go where you want to go and helping your business accomplish what you want it to accomplish as you go forward. Now, checking out the clock on the wall, we are out of time for this week. I want to thank you again for tuning in as ever. I want to remind you that you can subscribe to the podcast by going to timpeter.com/podcast and subscribing in any of the episodes that you see there on the link that you will find there. You can also subscribe in iTunes or Stitcher or any of your favorite podcatchers by doing a search for Tim Peter Thinks, Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or plain old Thinks Out Loud. We should turn up for any of those. And remind you that you can email me at podcast@timpeter.com. Again, podcast@timpeter.com. With that, I hope you have a great rest of the day, a fabulous week to come. And we'll look forward to seeing you right back here on Thinks Out Loud next week. Take care, everybody.